Well, good morning, everybody, again. Resolutionist versus revolver. Right now, millions of people around the globe, this is not a North American tradition, it's not a European tradition, literally, especially in the Asian countries. Chinese New Year is actually in February, which is a billion people in China. So that's, one-seventh, or basically 15 to 18% of the world's population. They get another whole month plus to decide what they're going to change this year. Somebody sent me a note yesterday and said, hope your 2018 is better than 2017. And I thought, well, man, how bad could 2017 have been? Or maybe they were speaking from a forward-thinking mentality. I'm not quite sure. But I discovered a long time ago that usually, and I think it's almost 90%, the majority of people in North America, and again, it impacts other countries too, but right now, statistically, people are saying, yep, this is it. Let's go back to one of our nutritional mentors, Roger Drummer, who a couple decades ago was, I don't think he was morbidly obese, but he was definitely obese, and so big that he decided that, he was going to get to his ideal weight in 6 months' time, and he made this decision right about Christmas. And all of his friends laughed at him at the time. He said, just to prove you wrong, I am going to gorge myself in the next week before New Year's, and New Year's Day is going to be my resolution. I'm going to revolve, and it's going to be a game changer. And he did. And in 6 months' time, he went from, oh my goodness, it was just an astronomic weight, down to, I think it was 147. And for a guy who's 6 foot plus, 147 is way, way underweight. But then I think that was the number, but it was huge, the drastic change. And then he actually got back to his ideal weight by building back. But here was a gentleman who was just way out of whack. That is the number one resolution that North Americans make. And because it's one of those things that we all know that we need to focus on, and I can't think or I have to believe that's not a coincidence that the healthy body, being the first of the five pillars, part of the Nikan philosophy of humans being more, that's probably a reason why. And I don't want to focus so much on that, but I want to focus again on the concept of, instead of being a resolutionist, being a revolver. What do we think of when we think of the word revolve? Revolving, a revolving door. It just kind of keeps on going because that's what it was designed to do. So being a revolving person, instead of making a drastic, I'm cold turkey, I'm doing this, why don't we revolve into a different mindset so that things in our life that need to change can change? So if you have this list, and again, this is on Nikan's blog site, it came automatically in an email 2 weeks ago, and if you're not receiving these emails, I'm sorry. they're on the Nikan website, lower left-hand corner. They're always posted there, and they're even on the customer page as well. And I sent this out yesterday morning. Dennis Williams also sent it out. And again, if you're not receiving these emails, please pop me an email at vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@gmail.com, and I'll add you to it. So here, let's just run through this. And if you're sitting looking at the list, please follow along. And I want to implore of you, if you'd like to contribute when we get to the bottom and share something that really drastically that you were able to do that fits into these 8 points, and what empowered you to do it? Number one, choose to believe in yourself and trust the company. Trust that you can do it and trust that Nikan is behind you all the way. These are not only geared as business principles. These are geared as principles that are going to impact the five pillars. And if you've taken the time, I did this morning, sat down and looked at it, it was, I believe, almost, I'm trying to remember how long, it seems like it was just yesterday, but having the opportunity to go through becoming your best self, which 20 plus years ago when I went through it the first time was called Silver Training, then it changed to Humans Being More, and then it was Entrepreneurs or something. But becoming your best self, regardless of the title, looking at the five pillars, and for me it's always a very cathartic time to shed off the old way of thinking, a checkup from the neck up, as they say, to look at the five pillars, break them down, and decide which one needs to change. So choose to believe in yourself and trust the company. Okay, that's an interesting perspective of putting those two together, but I need to believe in myself that the person that God created me to be can accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. Number two, plan your day the night before, make your to-do list, and have it prioritized. This is huge, absolutely huge. Ruth Lowe, who's one of the members of Team Kaizen, and oh my goodness, she's such an amazing woman when it comes to planning. And just, it doesn't have to be an in-depth, I'm going to call this person, or I'm going to send this out, or I'm going to write this email. You can, if that's what you need to do, then do it. But at least get an idea and write it down and prioritize it. Which person do I need to call first? I had a list of 8 people that I needed to call yesterday. My mistake was not prioritizing it, but as it turned out, I was able to connect with 5 of the 8 people and at least have a decent conversation. Some went longer, some were short, some got interrupted, and yet connecting with them, not necessarily to share with them what I felt I needed to share with them, but just to at least have that connection. And I knew my day would allow me to do that while driving around doing things. Number 3, set aside a time every day to look over and manage your business. Okay, and then it goes on. It's a pretty long point there. That should be a focal point. Just if we have to change our mindset into being a hobbyist and actually to running a business. My brother and I had to do this major transition through the company that we have, which was started by our grandfather. And for years, oh my goodness, I think it started back 10 years ago plus maybe. I don't even remember. But we had to take something that we were doing as a hobby on the side because we truly enjoyed doing it and we weren't charging enough and doing other people in our community a favor in the world of sheet metal, gutters, downspouts, metal roofing, that kind of thing. And we have a lot of barns, a lot of outbuildings out here. We had to change our mindset from a hobbyist to actually running a business for profit. And sometimes still we don't charge enough, but we had to do that to manage our business, to look at it. So we actually came up with a not a flow chart of any sort, but just writing down all these different people, said, hey, I need you. And most of them are just very, very laid back, and yeah, when you guys can get around to it. And so we have to focus on the priority ones, like if a roof's leaking, that kind of thing. But definitely setting aside every day to look at that and discuss it, and we do that every single day. Number 4, incorporate the everyday weight management pack into your active wellness lifestyle. Okay, the pack is not just about being at the right weight. It's all about good nutrition, digestive, and getting things to work effectively. This is absolutely crucial to get all the other 4 pillars to work. When you look at healthy body, if we will start our day properly, and there's lots of keys, there are groups of people on Nikan that the lifestyle group, every day they have a 20, 30-minute conference call just to focus on this, and that may be something to plug into. Linda Morris does a fantastic call twice a week to support and to gather information. There are so many resources on the internet that you can Google. But the key here. And Nikan gives us the most affordable, 80% organic whey, and that I'm referring to the Kenzen Vital Balance. And when you start using that, I talked to a customer just this week, said, well, I wish Nikan had something to cleanse the colon. And I said, well, we do. It's called Cleanse and Detox originally, and I explained that whole thing to her. And when you look at the prices and when you look at the ingredients that a customer can get, look at our new calcium complex, $14.25 for our one-month supply. Show me another product, even at, I mean, Lord forbid you'd buy your nutritional products at a dollar store or at the Dollar Tree. But go to Walmart, go to any store, any drug store, any natural whole food store, and find a calcium supplement and compare apples to apples. Look at the ingredient list and put Nikan side by side. But when we do that every day and we incorporate the everyday weight management pack into our active lifestyle, starting the day, and maybe you're like me and you don't want to do the Kenzen Vital Balance every day because you're at your ideal weight or close enough to it, well, start your day with other items that are easily digestible, high protein. Whole grain cereals that incorporate a lot of things. I just read this. I don't remember where I was reading. I think it's in Ezekiel. But starting with whole grains to get that protein so your brain has the omegas. It has the sustenance. It has the protein. Bottom line, it comes down to protein. And I love what Roger Drummer said years ago. Maybe you need to eat a chicken breast, for Pete's sake, to get some protein into your body so your brain has something to function. Starting your day with a fruit smoothie. Starting your day with Quaker oatmeal. Starting your day with, Lord forbid you'd even consider this, Captain Crunch. Look at the amount of protein or the lack thereof. Fruit is great, but not to start the day. And when you use the Vital Balance, keep it as pure as you possibly can, or as our family does, we just add other ingredients to increase the protein count even more. Ideally, you want to increase that the very first part of the day. Give your brain something to run on. And don't have a martyr complex. This is a personal opinion of mine. Don't have a martyr complex and say, oh, I just don't have time to eat breakfast. It's not that it's the most important meal of the day. That's part of it. But you're killing yourself. And we don't need any physical martyrs or any nutritional martyrs out there. There's always a few minutes. And that's why the Kenzen Vital Balance, less than $3 a serving for 80% organic, it's absolutely huge. Cage-free eggs are another great thing. You can scramble those puppies up. That's a bad choice of words, sorry. You can scramble up a couple eggs, and again, easily digestible. I'm just throwing out hints, but the Vital Balance, and if you are carrying extra weight, if you're not what you weighed while you were in high school or in your early 20s, there's absolutely no reason why we all can't be at that weight. Absolutely no reason whatsoever. We have so many people in Nikan Consultants and customers who are doing it and they're every day managing that, but it does take a concentrated effort. And this is the biggest one, again, in our culture today. And Nikan's given us a wonderful solution. So, moving on. Number 5. Revolve to a role model and have a 30 to 60 second testimony of how we've benefited from Nikan physically, mentally, and financially. How can we share this with anybody else if we don't have that ready to go? I love the approach that we learned in San Antonio. Vance's 30-second commercial or 30-second pitch is simply, and I ask permission of people when I share it. I say, can I use kind of a caveman or a cave person perspective? And they go, what? And I say, well, let me share it to you this way. Young man, very stupid. Young man jump off 75-foot waterfall. Young man experience agony for over a year and a half of his life. Young man get introduced to Nikan products, sleep system, insoles, magnet for his back. Young man no longer in agony. Young man discover a whole new way of living. And I can go from there in a lot of different directions, but that pretty much sums up my 30-second pitch. It's not about philosophies. It's not about, and I can go that direction based on the person I'm speaking with, but always having that ready. Again, resolving to be a role model. Number six, I think we're on number six, right? One, two, three. I don't have these numbers. Maybe there's eight or nine. Anyways, the next one, make sure you're personally retailing at least 500 points monthly. This is absolutely imperative. What you're going to see in Niken starting in 2018, and this is fresh from the Team Kaizen call just yesterday. I wish I could share the details with you, but I cannot. Jeff asked us not to share. So wait till Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Get on the kickoff call. You're going to see all this. Those of us who are choosing to be quality enrolled every month, that's either purchasing, clicking the retail button with the intent to share those products or a portion of those products to our customers, and or automatically having a customer base via auto ship or following up with people, introducing a water pack, the waterfall in the sports bottle, or, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever it may be. But the goal ultimately every single month is to have 500 points in customer volume. This is about 6.25, 650 somewhere in total retail sales. When you make that decision, this is something Ben Woodward, our former president, 2 years ago decided that if we all did this, those of us who were wellness consultants at the time, not even active, but on the books, on file with Niken, the wellness consultants at the time, Niken would grow to $500 million annually just in North America. Absolutely ginormous when you think about numbers like that, with as little as the existing wellness consultants generating 500 points. How difficult is this? It's really not when you break it down per week. You know, you're looking at $125 or so or 125 points per week. Developing a customer base. Now, you may not do it right out of the gate, but when you do this, when you make the decision to do this, the rewards are going to be really, really exciting. Niken has outlaid, and again, I wish I could tell you all the details. You're just going to have to wait and see. But for some of you, you may want to finish out this month and get quality enrolled. And again, this is qualified. It shows up on the genealogy report in blue, the upper right-hand corner. When you log into Niken webpage, it tells you exactly how close or how far you are with a little check mark, you know. And this is, again, this is a huge thing. Companies that are doing this, whether they're a network marketing company or a traditional company, they set goals for their employees and say, hey, look, this is the benchmark that we all should aspire to this. And the more you do that, the more you aspire to do that, the more free your products are going to be. And when we have a brand new consultant that decides to join and do the business, Julie Clark is phenomenal for marketing this to her new people and saying, hey, look, that $99 that you're going to spend on your consultantship, if you want it for free, then let me show you what we want to do. Your first full month, let's say you start the 20th of the month. That month doesn't count. You don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, that's when I joined. I got the next 10, 11 days. I need to have 500 points. No, that month doesn't count. The first full month thereafter and the next 2 months. So the first three full months, when that person is a brand new consultant, is quality enrolled, 500 points, in customer sales, they receive a residual, not a residual, but they just receive a product credit of 99 points, $99 worth of free product. So basically, their consultantship is free. You can't get that with Amazon Prime. I don't know of any other network marketing companies that offer that, but maybe there are. But the beautiful thing is when you're out sharing, doing what you're naturally going to do anyways, it's a win-win. You can count the first full month, if your first month when you join, by the way, if you are, but it doesn't count against you, but it can count for you. So it's a win-win, and again, it all revolves around quality enrollment. How do you do that with your own investment? Well, there are some simple ways. Talk with your sponsor. I'm not talking about manipulating the system or doing anything you know, below approach or that lacks integrity, there are some fun ways to make to creatively utilize your own purchases. And again, it's the intent on building a business. All right? My brother and I do this all the time. Anybody who's a business owner, they'll run their own product use thing because part of that or a bulk of it, or it's called advertising or marketing, they'll run their own used products through their business. So anyways, that's the next one. Make it a point to follow up with your retail customers. The percentages, and I don't remember what it was, but I want to say it was in the 90s, that most customers would buy again if somebody were to follow up with them. We see this time and time again with companies that you at a grocery store, or are you on our email list? Right? Because they constantly just bombard you with stuff, with specials, and you're going, wait a second, that's more than what I paid, and I didn't buy it on special. So you're going, okay, wait a second, how does that work? But my point is this: we have a responsibility to follow up with our customers. The more you follow up, the better off it'll be. Number one rule in customer sales is simply this: if I don't take care of my customers, somebody else will. It's our responsibility to take care of them. It can be sending them a quick e-card, a short phone call, leaving them a message, say, hey, just want to follow up, see how you like the insoles you bought, or you know, whatever it may be. Or even in the prospecting of the recruiting stage of starting that relationship, saying, hey, I stopped by one of our customers last night, and I really didn't have any other intention other than to make a face-to-face contact, because it's huge for them in their culture to build that relationship, and I gave them a Christmas card. Now, this is the shop where all three, well, Addie really hasn't, but McKenna, Emily, and Stacy, my wife and two oldest daughters, they all go there to get a pedicure. Sometimes get their nails done, their fingernails done, but definitely a pedicure. And it happens more than once a year. And he's a wonderful couple. But just a little bit of conversation. So our Christmas card with all, you know, our pictures in it, I gave it to them. But it has a little short letter in there about what we did this year. I want them to get to know us better, just as I want to get to know them better. Because right now they're simply customers, and I want to expand on that. Sponsor at least three people who are committed to retailing 500 points a month. This is an annual goal that needs to be written down. And if you have some people that you think might fall into this category, target them. Communicate to them. Say, look, I'm looking for three people that would really have some fun doing this. It's not about selling a bunch of product, even though that's exactly what it says, retailing 500 points a month, that is about selling. I think the intent, though, on this is really finding three other people who want to have some fun sharing their experience with other people. And maybe it's not connecting every week in an in-home setting. Maybe it's once a month that you take the lead. I'm doing this along with one of our local silvers, Larry Hafner. We got a date on the calendar. And I said, Larry, it's either your home or ours. We can do this. We can invite Dr. Gary Lindner into our homes. How? Well, we hook the computer up to the TV. And if you don't know how to do that, well, you just do it on your computer. And you watch, you pick a theme. Oh, we're going to pick the theme of sleep for January. So why not start off the year, especially in the winter months, with the importance and the quality of sleep? That's what we decided to do. But this is a way for us, for me, at least with one, and then also with the intent of some of our customers developing and massaging them into a consultant to develop that 500 points. But there has to be consistent activity. And maybe for you it's not opening up your home. Maybe it's meeting people where they're at in their homes. But when we start with that mentality of, okay, who are these? If I could find three people, when you start crunching the numbers, it's absolutely, again, ginormous. And maybe it's three this year. Maybe it's three in the next quarter, next 3 months, you find those three. Okay? Last point is this. A wellness home begins with you and what you put into your body. Build your wellness home with Neekin products from the nutrition, water, and sleep categories. Teach your team members and new customers to do the same. For those of us who have always enjoyed the wellness home concept, we have some great good news. This is coming back, and it's coming back in a way that you're going to absolutely love. Neekin has committed to, once again, saying, yes, every home a wellness home. We cannot continue at the rate we're going of introducing customers that buy one product and it's a once and done deal. And that's all they do. Statistically, that's what's taking place in Neekin right now. And, you know, as Jeff shared with the members of Team Kaizen yesterday, he said, we have to change this. We have to. And it's not about going back to something that was working. And it's not about, this is very crucial here, it's not about going back to selling packages. However, for most people, adding products, and I've encouraged people for years, hey, you have a bunch of your existing hair care products? Well, keep in mind, just please know that when you're running out, I would encourage you to switch. Switch over to the Neekin hair care. Switch over to the calcium complex. Switch your water supply over to what Neekin has. Yeah, it's going to be an investment up front. However, there are several of us out there that are still using the original bottle of shampoo and conditioner, the Neekin hair care, that we bought a year ago when it was introduced. How is that possible? Well, I don't ever shampoo or condition my hair. No, that's not the case at all. The stuff is so concentrated that you don't have to. And talk to people that really know about hair. You don't have to shampoo and condition your hair every single day. It's not healthy. So you learn these things. If you don't believe me, go back 2 weeks ago and listen to what Dr. Mary Bowser presented and look at her results, the before and the after, the hair growth that takes place in just a short amount of time. And this can be on anything. With the Kenzen Vital Bounce. Maybe while I was shopping in Costco yesterday, I passed by a woman who was looking at all the different forms of protein. And I thought I could have, but I didn't. I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that one. But I wanted to say to her, hey, are you open to an organic-based source of protein? Because if so, there's a company out there that I discovered, and they've got an amazing thing. What I learned yesterday, yet again, don't leave it in their court. Exchange information. Give them a card. Give them your number. Or just simply say, if you trust me on this one, I know I'm a complete stranger, but I'd be happy to send you a link for a company that I know, if that's what you're looking for. And this is a woman who is overweight. But she was looking for something. And whey protein, especially these big ones, it's a cheap source of protein, and it's really not healthy for the body in that form. And it just isn't. We don't need that much dairy. So, you know, that for me, that was one of those things that if we can focus on the wellness home, if we can focus on sharing with other people what we've done. And one of the most important things in this category, on this point, this last point, is to thine own self. We have to take care of our bodies first and that of our families first. When we catch ourselves thinking, and I've done this numerous times, oh yeah, I should be using the lactoferrin every day, but I don't know if we can afford it because that's a lot for our family. No. Especially during the winter months. We have got to take care of thine own self. We've got to take care of this temple and treat it as a temple, not as a tent, and watch the results that'll take place of it. It's our body. We only have one of them. I talked to a guy yesterday who, in the short time frame that we started the conversation, total stranger. I won't go into all the details of why I stopped, But he said, oh, yeah, my shoulder's all messed up from being a commercial fisherman. And he said, but I don't complain about it. I just endure the pain. And I said, are you open to something besides drugs and surgery? He said, well, I don't do it. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing surgery. He said, I just endure the pain. I said, would you be open if I sent you something for free? I'm going to leave the ball in your court and pop me an address, and I'd be happy to drive. And I told him all about the Dutch. Well, he wasn't open, and he told me that pretty much straight up. Said, oh, I just endure the pain. And he brought that up again. Oh, I'll just live with it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I know I'm not going to be, it would take an absolute miracle for him to pop me his information. So looking back over this list, I thought there was 8, but it seemed like there was more. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, there's 9 things. Any one of these pop out in your mind, something that you've applied? And again, I'd love to hear from those of you that aren't typically sharing openly on this call on Saturday AM Live, something that you've done in the past that really worked for you, and you were able to check that, you know, off your list, say, yep, I did this a few years ago. It wasn't really a resolution, or maybe it was, and this is how it works. *6 on your phone line. Or if you want to, if you've got a question to clarify anything that I've shared, feel free. Again, *6 on your phone line.
Hi, this is Molly.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
I think number 7, I have how to earn your investment back on becoming a consultant.
Uh-huh.
The first month earning or selling $500, and it will give you back $99.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's one of the things, Molly, and you just recently rejoined Nikin, so to speak. And the beautiful thing about this is when you have that first 3 consecutive months, Nikin, I think we call it the fast start or the quick start program. As a brand new consultant, those first 3 full months, hit the quality enrollment, then you get your investment back.
Yes, in fact, I have a product sold $650 in order to get the $500 as a quality enrollment.
Mm-hmm. And Molly, the other cool thing, and I wish I could elaborate more on this, but you'll have to wait till the kickoff call, and this is going to be a new standard. When people do this, month after month after month, there's going to be some really neat perks. I've been mentioning this for a couple months. I kind of had the inkling that the company was going to take this direction, and now we're going to get rewarded. There were 197 of us that got rewarded with a free, isn't that a huge thing? It's not even $20 a product, a cutaway of the mattress topper. Nikin just sent it to us in the mail. And here's the fun part is, those 197 people, these were folks that were quality enrolled in August, September, and October, that 3-month period. Those folks are also going to receive something in January. Do you want to know what it is, Molly?
Let me guess, something that useful for me.
Well, I'm not going to tell you because I'll get in trouble. So you'll have to wait and see, but I guarantee you're going to like it. For those of us who are, I wouldn't even call it an entrepreneurial mindset, but those of us who want, we have an intention to share Nikin with other people, you're going to like what Nikin's going to give us. And they're going to be doing more things like this. And I asked, the conversation I had with Rita last night, she said, Vance, we just need more time to process this. Well, for those of us who are looking at these 9 points here, a lot of these focus in on our mind. And what I'm going to tell you, you start the day with easily digestible high protein, KVB, K-tree eggs, whatever it is, okay? The KVB is the best one to go because it's so simple. And you can drink it on the go and whatever. You can do it twice a day, too, especially if you're needing to drop weight and get rid of some extra pounds. This is the easiest, fastest way to do it and incorporate the cleanse and detox and the digestion and everything. You start at least a month of doing that. But getting your brain to function and I have to do this. And as I lived the last year in the 40 category, before I hit the half century mark as a 49-year-old, I have to do this. And I have to, don't start making excuses. Well, I need more time to process that. Well, sit down right then and there and say, you've heard something. When you see a special, when you see something, you see a movie trailer and you think, oh, I'd really like to see that. Or you automatically decide, no, that doesn't look like, so that's just pure stupid. I'm not going to put that in my mind. Or that's not something our family would enjoy. We make a decision. We have to be quicker at making those decisions. And especially when Nikan announces something.
Yeah, if I cannot think of technological terminology that intrigue them, and I say, yeah, no matter what, this quick breakfast offer you more nutrition than you ever have made yourself for breakfast.
And you're referring to the KVB, correct?
Yeah, for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, and again, the other point that I failed to make here is breakfast within the first hour of when you get up. My worst day of the week on that is Saturday, unfortunately, because by the time I get done reading and, you know, catching up on emails and everything, this call starts. And I haven't had time to, I haven't made the time. It's totally on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fully aware of that. But that's something I do immediately. And by then, I've already heard our youngest awake. I hear her feet steps up above me. So I will get up and I'll go up and ask her, what do you want for breakfast? And if she doesn't pick something healthy, well, we're going to deviate and we're going to make something healthy. But we haven't made whole grain pancakes in quite a while, or waffles. And I've got some amazing sources for that, very, very inexpensive. And
mm-hmm.
We'll add extra thing to it, like organic peanut butter, to increase the protein. She doesn't like peanut butter because she knows it's good for her.
But you guys can also plan the breakfast in the night before.
Yep, you can. Thank you for that tip. See, Molly, you're helping me. One other note before I forget. This is absolutely crucial that I would encourage everybody to revolve into a different way of thinking. There are so many great resources to tap into, and I'm talking about conference calls or Zoom presentations. Oh my goodness, I can't even list all of the great ones that happen every single week. I learned the summer of 1993 when I heard a gentleman by the name of Dr. Howard Hendricks. He was a professor of theology, I can't remember what his specialty was, at Dallas Theological Seminary. But he said something that totally changed my life then. This is 1993. And he said, a strand of three cords is not easily broken. And I don't even remember where he was referencing it in the Old Testament, but his point was this, and he elaborated it this way. Every person needs a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy. And he was referring to biblical personalities. And when you look at your week, if you can tap into three types of conference calls or Zoom presentations or maybe three YouTube presentations, or whatever it may be, or short videos, if you can tap into three, and the way Dr. Hendricks explained it was, we need a Paul, we need somebody in our life that we look up to. Maybe this call is that for you. Maybe you look up to me as a source of knowledge and wisdom, great. And if not, then, or maybe we're peers, or whatever it may be, then wonderful. You have to have something every single week, and it's really crucial. Daily would be better. But the key is every single week have something that you're plugged into that is teaching you and do that. The ICANN Attitude course, the ICANN 2, will be kicking that off a week and 2 days from now on January 8th, Monday evening, 6 p.m. on the West Coast time. Excellent source of mentoring from Marty Jeffries. And it's all recorded. It's free, and you just have to plug into it. Again, all this information is on SaturdayAMLive.com. It does take a commitment every single day. But having a Paul, having somebody, a source of information in your life that you look up to. A Barnabas is more of a peer, more of an accountability structure, somebody or something. Again, this could be a weekly phone call to somebody that you reach out to. I know, Molly, you had asked this of me a couple days ago. Can I have
I wasn't able to get hold of...
Sometimes you're not able to connect, but if it's a weekly scheduled conference call that we're working, for me, it's Monday night. Because I'm working at the same, going through the same ICANN attitude course that everybody else is, so we're kind of on the same level, and we're as iron sharpens iron. And then the third aspect is the third way. This would be following up with our customers, but connecting with them. And this is a daily thing that needs to happen. But I looked at it as conference calls. There's three that I'm a part of that really, really are crucial to my week. And we have to find something that works into our time schedule. Sometimes you may not even be able to catch them live, so you catch the recordings, but absolutely crucial. But don't spend so much time on calls or on phone connecting with people. What is your intention? I spent 2 hours and 7 minutes on the phone the other day with my first roommate from school, and we hadn't talked in over a year. So when you look at 365 days and I spent 2 hours and 7 minutes, and I don't time phone calls. I'm not that anal. I can be, but I'm not. I just looked at the timer on the phone when I hung up. All cell phones, you just look at the length of the call. But when you're making contact with customers, this would be, again, a Paul, Barnabas, and a Timothy. A Timothy is a younger somebody that you're putting into. And when our customers should be that we're giving them information. These should be short phone calls. These should not be a daily ritual where we're calling and spending an hour on the phone to build rapport. That's not a good use of your time. So again, take Dr. Howard Hendricks' advice. Have a Paula, Barnabas, and a Timothy when it comes to phone usage. And again, this can be texting. This could be communicating in email. It really was huge. Monday night, 6 p.m., I'm not going to tell you what phone number to dial until you make a commitment. Listen to the lesson number 12 on the ICANN attitude, SaturdayAMLive.com. That's the website. Look at all the tabs that are there and listen to lesson number 12. It's only 14 minutes in length. It is an overview of all 12 lessons, and you'll get a good idea if this is going to be a fit for you. If you've never done anything in NECAN to really learn how to be an effective wellness consultant, how to build a customer base, as Marty teaches my five and I, developing five core customers that are on auto ship, that every single month they're building their wellness home. It's an excellent way, absolutely excellent way, to train yourself. And again, you get to do it from the comfort of your own home. And it's free. You can't go wrong. I can't offer a money-back guarantee because it's free. It won't cost you anything other than an investment of 20 to 25 minutes a day to do the homework. And anybody can do that. Here's another little statistical thought that just jumped into my mind. As we had a house full of girls last night, Kenna's friends finally came over to play games and just simply hang out, talking with them about their first semester in college. Oh my goodness, what a education itself, and how much they've learned. More about the life principles of what they need to do, whether to go further into debt or switch. One of the gals I spoke with switched schools entirely, moved back home because she just said, our family can't afford it. I can't afford it, and I don't want to go into debt that much. And speaking with her about what she wants to, she said, I just don't have any idea what I want to do with my life. And if that's where you're at with your NECAN existence as a consultantship, and you just really need some direction, this will be my, is it fifth or sixth time? I can't remember going through it. But you need to reach out to me if you want to be part of it, because we can't afford to have people say, oh, I'll give it maybe a few weeks and see if it's for me. No, make the decision to be a part of it or not be a part of it. I don't know if Gary, my brother in Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon, but Portland, Maine, don't know if he's on the line or if he'd be willing to share his experience going through for the very first time. But if I had to give out awards for most growth, I would definitely, or most changed, most impacted when we went through it the last time, it would definitely go to Gary. But that's probably something we should really focus on and do more. But if you want to make a commitment to grow your NECAM business, to really make it profitable, and so that it's not just a hobby, the ICANN Attitude course is the way to go. And it's not mine. That's what I love about it. What we do on Monday evenings is share what we learned from the lesson and then how we applied it and how we grew and what our business. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I did this with a customer the other day, and it really was fascinating to see how somebody I did not know in a short amount of time on a phone conversation. She contacted me, was a consultant years ago, never met her before, not to my knowledge, and what happened and what I used from the principles that I learned. One other point, real quick, that I need to remind you again, Tuesday night, 6 p.m., the NECAM kickoff call. I'm not going to give out the phone number. You can get it yourself. It's in the Information Center tab. Look down at the conference call schedule. You'll see a picture of Jeff Isom, our Vice President of Sales and Training, and you'll want to get on the call. Usually they're about 25 to 30 minutes. He's got a lot of information, some exciting things, really, really exciting. And if you'll listen to them and be ready to write some notes down, again, this is a time frame that Tuesday night, 6 p.m., even if those of us are on the West Coast, if we're commuting home, or we should be able to make this work. But I encourage you to listen to it and have something to write it down. And if you miss it live, if you listen to it live.
Excuse me.
If you miss it,
excuse me. Could I interrupt?
You can interrupt, Molly.
On Tuesday, is it because January 1st, Monday, is a holiday?
Yes.
And then after that week, then return to every first day of the month?
The kickoff calls will always be on the first business day of the month. But when the first business day of the month is also a holiday, like it is January 1st, then it will not be January 1st. It will not be the first. It's always the first business day of the month.
Okay. Well, NECAM is tangible and changes so much. And after I came back in 6 months, I feel I was lost.
Well, always on the first day of the month. First okay. business day of the month.
Okay.
Okay? You're welcome. Well, that's all we have time for, folks. So hopefully this was beneficial. I do apologize for elaborating and expounding on these points for a length of time. I'm really hoping maybe you'll go back over them again and again and again and figure out what it is you want out of your NECAM business. Becoming a revolver and revolving to change, not a resolution of setting a goal and then by the second or third week of January saying, oh, I blew that one. No, we'll just revolve right back as the revolving door does and spin out to a new cycle, and you can do it. So thank you, Molly, for your questions and your clarification. It's always beneficial, and I appreciate everybody for being on the line. And don't miss the kickoff call Tuesday night. The phone number's on the website. Look it up, have it in your phone, or have it written down, because it happens every single month on the first business day. And in the Information Center conference call schedule, phone number's right there at the top. The number doesn't change. It's been that number for, oh my goodness, a long, long, long time. Okay? All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful Happy New Year.